With Steve Scheer, I'm Ross Reynolds. Eight suspects have been identified so far in the Garfield High School hazing incident that took place last Friday. About 100 students were participated in at the UW Arboretum. The Seattle Police Department and the school is combing through the evidence. They'll be interviewing the victims and suspects. It still remains unclear how the hazers will be held accountable or if they'll be held accountable. Based on the investigation, the students could face charges from assault to property damage. Garfield High School will also have to decide how they'll handle the suspects. Hazing is illegal in Washington State. So how do different districts handle it? Mike Donlin joins us. He's program supervisor at the School Safety Center of the Office of the Superintendent of Public Instruction. Mike, thanks for speaking with us again today.
Good afternoon, Ross. How are you doing?
Good. How often is the hazing law invoked against school students in our area?
Well, actually, backing up a step, the the legislation, the RCW, which identifies hazing per se, really speaks to higher ed, so community colleges and four-year schools. But within that, within the regular RCW that schools have to look at and have to follow, 28A 300-285, although it's not spelled out per se, hazing is included in our harassment, intimidation, and bullying legislation and policy.
Yeah, I thought that it did cover, it could cover all schools. Do any students ever face prosecution because of violating that law here, high school students?
I've not really heard of any, but I think that's a possibility. And it would probably less be, and I'm just speaking now because this is, like I say, that other legislation, the 20AB 10900, really speaks to higher ed.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when you get into the K-12 situation and, you know, secondary schools, and you'd get into more, like you said before, assault and other kinds of
right.
violations.
Hey, Mike, how common are hazing incidents? We heard about this one at Garfield because it took place in our backyard, but is this going on at a lot of other high schools around the state?
I want to say yes, although we don't get reports of that necessarily very often. Oftentimes, things will come back to us in different ways, but just anecdotally, I would think that there's more going on than we might want to understand.
Now, some people think it's kind of harmless. It's just sort of something to institute school spirit. You think otherwise?
I do. And I'm going to go back to our definition, our harassment, intimidation, and bullying definition. In best practice, and this is not specifically words from the legislation, but bullying is intentional, repeated, negative behavior, and imbalance of power. And all those factors, all those definitional points also apply to hazing. What people look at is that other piece that you mentioned, that sort of social welcoming somebody or bringing somebody into the social community of a school or of an institution. And taking those piece by piece, you know, there is intimidation. There is, it's intentional. It is repeated in varieties of different ways. It's negative and degrading. There is this imbalance of power. We say people are willing participants, but by the same token, if they chose not to participate, then they would be very often ostracized or left out of that community. So there's a lot of other pieces that go into hazing, which we tend to not look at quite so much.
Mike,
what also happens is, I can't speak for every specific situation, obviously, but it puts those young folks being hazed in a potentially dangerous situation. So that's
sure.
Another part of it.
Now, you can make rules, you can pass laws, but that only goes so far. It seems like there has to be addressing the culture and making it uncool to participate or do hazing. Any progress there?
That's going to be a school-by-school, district-by-district, community-by-community situation. I know I've heard of situations where the larger community, you know, the whole town gets involved in some kind of hazing things that go on. So that's really, it's more of an understanding of what are we talking about with hazing when it's not something that's silly and inane but really becomes abusive or dangerous.
Sure. Where do you cross the line?
How do we deal with that on a larger picture, right?
Yeah. Hey, Mike, thanks so much for speaking to us.
Sure enough.
Mike Donlin, expert on bullying. He worked at the Seattle Public Schools for years, and now he's with the Office of the Superintendent of Public Instruction as a program supervisor at the School Safety Center. This is The Record.